Details are starting to emerge today about the man who opened fire inside a movie theater last night in Lafayette, Louisiana. Police say John Russell Hauser killed two people and wounded nine others before killing himself as police closed in. Authorities say they still haven't identified a motive, but as NPR's Greg Allen reports, court records and Hauser's online postings show he had a history of mental health issues and an interest in extremist right-wing ideology.
It was about 20 minutes into the showing of the comedy film Trainwreck when John Russell Hauser stood up and began shooting. He fired a handgun at least 15 times, killing 33-year-old Jillian Johnson and 21-year-old Macy Bro. He shot nine others in the theater. Lafayette Police Chief Jim Kraft says Hauser had switched the license plate on his car and left it parked near the theater exit.
It is apparent that he was intent on shooting and then escaping.
Hauser dropped one magazine before attempting to leave the theater. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says it was the quick response by law enforcement that prevented Hauser's escape.
As he was leaving in the crowd, trying to mingle in the crowd, he saw the law enforcement, local police officers, went back inside. That's when he shot and killed himself.
Police say Hauser had a second magazine for his handgun that he used to kill himself. There's no indication he was working with anyone or had an accomplice. In his motel room in Lafayette, police say they found wigs and glasses, evidence they said Hauser may have planned on disguising himself. Mike Edmondson of the Louisiana State Police said authorities are still searching for a motive.
Here we are in Lafayette, Louisiana, in the middle of a neighborhood of a movie theater. Why did he come here? Why did he do that? We don't know that.
Hauser wasn't from Lafayette. He's from Alabama. He earned a law degree from Faulkner University, a small Christian school there, but there's no evidence he ever passed the bar. The Associated Press reports that in 2008, Hauser's family had him involuntarily committed to a hospital because of mental health issues, specifically bipolar disorder. After he was released several months later, Hauser's wife, daughter, and other relatives said he threatened violence, and they secured protective orders against him. Lafayette Police Chief Jim Kraft.
We talked to some of the family members last night who haven't seen him or don't have very much contact with him. And he just seemed like he was kind of drifting along.
In the hours since the shooting, another picture has emerged of Hauser, that of what may be an angry man with radical right-wing views who sometimes espouses violence against those he disagreed with. And that's a big group.
Well, what's interesting about Hauser is he basically exhibits every extremist belief that we track.
Heidi Beirich tracks hate groups with the Southern Poverty Law Center. She's found comments that appear to have been posted by Hauser on numerous extremist forums and websites, like Twitter.
He supports the anti-gay Westboro Baptist Church. He praises Hitler. He discusses looking online for white power groups. He hates the government vehemently. He criticized the United States. So it's everything from anti-government to white supremacists to anti-Semitic beliefs.
Police in Lafayette today said Hauser bought the gun he used in the shooting legally last year at a pawn shop in Alabama. In 2006, because of a past arson conviction, he was denied a concealed carry permit in Alabama. 2 years later, Hauser's wife had all the guns removed from the house because, as she told the court, she was worried about her husband's, quote, volatile mental state. Greg Allen, NPR News.